She was hatched here in 1980.
Invited guests were introduced to Opus, the oldest of seven penguins currently living at the Aquarium of Niagara. Officials are planning to build a new 3,500-square-foot exhibit featuring 10,000 gallons of water and a rocky landscape simulating part of the South American coastline. The new exhibit has become necessary, says Executive Director Gary Sadalm, because the aquarium needs it to gain an accreditation that will allow them to acquire new penguins to expand its existing aging population.
The reality is that our penguins are aging and are no longer able to produce viable offspring, as many of the animals in our collection have exceeded their median life expectancy. We're also unable to acquire new birds from other members of the zoological community. As the zoological industry has improved its standards, we are unable to bring in new penguins to the colony until this exhibit has been completed and successfully installed.
Elected officials all spoke of childhood or family memories made at the aquarium. State Assemblyman John Cerreto says if the local tourism industry is to keep growing, family-friendly venues like the aquarium must be included.
We're building hotels right now in Niagara Falls, and the one thing I truly feel that we're missing is we don't have enough family entertainment here to secure and make these hotels viable and keep them here. We have to move forward with entertainment for families.
The cost of the project is estimated at $3.2 million. Sadal says they've raised about $2.3 million so far. A GoFundMe account has been established to help raise the balance. Officials hope to begin construction next year. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.